I think on the traffic report a few minutes ago, I heard Vicky say that at some point traffic is going to back up an inch into Ohio. Does that mean into the state of Ohio it's going to be that bad?
I know. I misspoke. I'm sorry. I meant to Ohio on the inbound Kennedy.
To the Ohio ramp, the Ohio exit.
Correct, because it's from Montrose to Ohio.
You didn't misspeak. I'm just
you're teasing
toying
me.
With you.
Hmm.
Yeah. We have sent young producer Haley Boyd out in her vehicle to give us a firsthand account of the Kennedy today. Haley, are you where are you right now?
Sorry, so I'm currently on North Milwaukee Avenue, and I'm going to try to get back on the highway here so I can really get into the thick of things.
Okay, good. And please don't be too distracted by being on the radio and also driving, because you don't have anybody with you, right? It's just you in the car?
Yep, it is just me and my GPS here.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're going to get back on the Kennedy, and you said you're on Milwaukee now, or you're in that general vicinity?
I am, yeah. You know what? I actually did go over the highway, and it is pretty backed up from what I could see.
You were over it there and backed up in both directions or just inbound?
Just inbound at the moment.
Okay. Are you tempted to stop and get some breakfast? Because I know we sent you right out from the station. You didn't have time for any snacks.
Oh, absolutely. I did pass a couple McDonald's along the way, so who knows? Oh, there's a Burger King, too, yeah.
Now, listen, here's also what I want you to do. If you see any crazy driving out there, I want you to note the license plate number, and then when we talk to you, describe the vehicle and give the license plate of anybody who's driving in a way that is not safe.
Let me get out my pad and paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please do that. Have your pad and paper ready, but don't let it fall between the seats like everything else disappears in a car.
Oh, goodness, no. That would be a disaster.
Yeah. All right. So, Haley, you're going to get on the Kennedy and just start driving around, and maybe we'll give you an hour or so, and then we'll check back with you. And I'm not sure, what are you going to do between reports? You're just going to keep driving back and forth?
Like you said, I'll probably stop and get some breakfast, kind of stay in the area and, kind of keep an eye on all the changes that are going on.
All right. Keep track of anything you spend on food, because it's all deductible, all reimbursable now because you're on the job. Thank you, Haley. Yep. Young Haley Boyd from our staff out there with you today.
You should have asked him, has Haley packed her patience?
Oh, yeah. Vicky wants to know if you pack your patience, Haley. Okay. We have a couple of minutes here before we get to the news. Why don't we find out if our young producer, Haley Boyd, is okay. We sent her out earlier this morning on the Kennedy Expressway. Haley, where are you now? Where have you been and what have you seen?
So right now I'm actually at the exit heading inbound at Addison Street, exit 45A. So I did go outbound a couple of times since I talked to you last, and I'm honestly ranging anywhere between going 20 miles an hour to 55 miles an hour.
Really? Did you just go home and park in your driveway? Are you really on the Kennedy?
Oh, indeed I am, and I actually do have some pictures to bring back to you, so I have evidence.
And are you noticing the outbound traffic being slow, too?
You know what? I am noticing that the outbound traffic is a little slower than the inbound traffic at the moment.
No kidding. And where are you right now? Are you still near the Addison exit there?
I am coming up on a different exit here. Let me get up here a little bit more, and I'll let you know where I'm at. I'm passing Kimball Avenue right now. That's right under me.
And you're heading inbound. You're heading towards downtown.
I am, yeah. Now, there are some expressways on the left-hand side, and those cars are definitely moving slower than these lanes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And at what point are you going to jump off the expressway and hit a drive-through?
Well, I've been circling between the Mission Street exit, and then getting back on, and then getting off at Irving Park and getting back on. So I'm just trying to circle the heart of the Kennedys.
Okay. And are you looking for food, or are you still reporting the traffic jams for us?
Oh, I will definitely be on the lookout for food as well. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I thought so. All right. It's young Haley from our staff on the road. Young Haley from the morning show production team is out on the Kennedy. We sent her out a couple hours ago. Where are you right now, Haley? How's it going out there?
I'm just coming up to the exit of North Avenue and Ashland Avenue, and currently I'm going outbound. Going outbound has actually gotten a lot better. It is going inbound that it is starting to get really backed up, especially the express lanes in some of those places as well.
Okay, and for a while now, the express lanes are only inbound. So as you look across the expressway now, inbound, where does it get slow? Is it stopped, or is it moving?
Well, right now I'm at the exit for Armitage Avenue, and I can see the inbound travelers right now, and it's backed up here, but it goes back a lot further than that.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us about your car? Do you want to describe it and say exactly where you are so people can honk and wave at you?
Yeah, you know, I got a, it's like a royal blue Toyota Corolla Sport. So if you see me at the Damon Avenue exit right now, that's me.
So you decided to leave the Mercedes home in the garage today?
Yeah, you know what, I'm just trying to save the miles on that one.
You know, you can expense the gas money today. You can put in for that since you're doing this for us this morning.
You know what? That's fantastic. I will take what I can get.
Have you noticed any drivers since you've been on the Kennedy all over the expressway, inbound and outbound, for a while now? Have you noticed any drivers reading books, shaving, putting on makeup, eating a bowl of cereal while they're sitting in their car in slow traffic?
You know, I think more than anything, those drivers are just weaving in and out of the lanes on the right-hand side. So you really got to be careful and watch for those.
Are they driving on the shoulder? I see a lot of that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Be careful. Come on back, Haley. Thank you. Good job this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Of course. Thank you.
You see Sarah Jindra on the WGN-TV Morning News doing the traffic. You hear her on our show in the helicopter. And, hey, there she is right now. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning. How do we all feel after this morning?
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think? What did you notice today?
So the biggest thing to remember is this is just part one. So it's going to take several days for this full lane closure to take place. So while you may have gone out this morning and been one of the people that said it was awful, or you took a route and thought, oh, that wasn't so bad, it's not done yet. So overnight, they basically put in the closure of the two left lanes from Montrose to Irving Park Road coming in on the Kennedy. But that is going to extend all the way to Ohio. So about 7.5 miles. And they've only done about, you know, a mile of it at this point. So what you dealt with today is not what you're going to deal with for the entire construction season. So that's one of the biggest things to remember here.
And does anybody know exactly when it'll be messed up from the junction all the way to Ohio?
So last time I talked to IDOT, they said it should take 3 to 4 days to get that full closure in place. So I would say definitely by the end of the week, it should be in place. Yeah.
Where do you park that helicopter?
Great question. So our helipad is in the parking lot of the WGN studio. So we are right around Addison and Western, our studio. So mm-hmm. SkyCam comes and picks me up around 6:30 every morning, and I just run out to the helicopter, jump on in, and then we land around 7:30, and I'm back in the studio on air for my next hit at like 7:45.
Busy, busy. Are
yeah.
you ever tempted on a cold morning to fly to Florida?
Oh, take me. If only we had enough fuel.
I know occasionally you fill in and you anchor. And so let me say this to you, because maybe you're the way to get this done finally.
Uh-oh. Is this secretly why you asked me on? What's happening here?
Well, no. No, of course not. But once in a while, there's a visual on the WGN TV Morning News, and we simulcast the 4 to 6 a.m.
Yes.
portion. And by the way, you did a great job. We played it here, the lesson on the history of the Chicago street grid.
That
was awesome. That was fantastic.
Good. So, I'm glad you liked it.
What I would like you to do and the other members of that morning crew, once in a while, when there's something visual going on, say, and if you're listening on WGN Radio right now, let me describe this to you. Get it?
It's so funny you mentioned that, because on Friday, I was actually driving to our St. Patrick's Day party in Marionette Park. So I wasn't on air from 4 to 6 like I usually am. Vicky was actually filling in for me on the TV side during that time period. So I texted them and I said, I'm listening to you on WGN Radio. Paint the picture during some of these stories.
Yes.
And I don't know if you heard them, but they did.
I did.
Yeah.
There you go. History was made.
Boom, we did it that morning.
Sarah, you were a TV reporter in Champaign. Did you go to school down there?
I did. I did my undergrad in Champaign at the University of Illinois, and then I went to Syracuse for my graduate degree in broadcast journalism.
I see that you grew up in Westmont. Does that mean you were raised on White Fence Farm chicken?
Oh, I love White Fence Farm. Yes. As we like to say, Westmont is the best mont.
There you go. Westmont is the best mont. And let's see, you've been at WGN TV for what, better than 10 years now?
Yeah, it's been about 10 years. Yeah, on the morning show for about 5.
And you work with, they call themselves the B team from 4 to 6, right?
Yes.
And then at 6 a.m., Larry and Robin take over, and you work on that broadcast as well. And it's fun, it's informative, and the 4 to 6 a.m. simulcast, if you're up at that hour, it's so much better than any kind of news radio or NPR, because you get all the information and you have a little fun, too. And who doesn't need a little fun if they're getting up at that hour of the morning?
Oh, my gosh. That's seriously what we try to do, because you want people to leave the house knowing what's going on, knowing where they need to be, but, you know, have a little fun doing it. So that's what we try to kind of mix in every morning, too.
And before you got to WGN TV, you were also doing traffic at NBC, right?
Yes. Yeah, so I actually started doing it at the NPR station, WBEZ here, and I did a split shift for them for several years. And while I was doing that, I would do filling in on NBC's morning show and filling in their helicopter. So that's kind of where I got started. Yeah. Hello?
I think we may have lost Bob.
Hello. Bob. Oh, does this mean it's the Sarah show now?
It's the Sarah show.
What?
Take it away, Sarah. It's all
okay.
yours.
Okay. Well, this is very exciting for me. If Bob comes back, you let me know. But do you want me to just talk more about this Kennedy stuff?
You could, yeah.
I would be happy to. This is where I'm going to get into my traffic nerddom. So when Bob comes back, you just tell me to stop talking.
Okay.
So if we're going to talk about the Kennedy guys, one of the other big things that I want you to know is to really pay attention when you're coming inbound, because the left lanes, if you get in them, that is the express lanes. And those are only going to let you exit, as they normally do, right around the Armitage exit and then again at Ohio. So if you're getting on the left side, you're really going to be stuck in those express lanes. So really pay attention when you're coming in on the Kennedy approaching that point to see where you need to exit. The right lanes were messy this morning. And like I mentioned, this is only day one of part of these changes. So it's just going to get worse as you continue over the next several days. As more of these closures are get put into place here, we're going to see these delays really increase today. I think we hit about an hour 12, hour 15 at one point coming in on the Kennedy. So just continue to watch for that travel time to go up and up and up.
Sarah, if you were...
Bob back?
I don't know, but if I just want to ask a follow-up here.
Yeah.
If you were just a regular commuter, what would be your alternate to avoid all of this?
So honestly, it's hard to say, because it all depends on what you do for a living. I know we've interviewed people who say, hey, I need my work truck. I can't take the train. So if that's you, I mean, obviously you can think about Elston, Milwaukee. Those are good alternates, but I'm just worried that those are going to be crazy backed up too. Your other option... Actually, IDOT is telling people in that situation, you know, try traveling at off-peak hours if that's a possibility for you. And I know, again, it all depends on your life, your scenario. But the public transportation side of this, Metra, you've got the UP North, Milwaukee District North, UP Northwest Line, the North Central Service Line, all good options. Now, some people might complain about that, because today, anyone on the UP Northwest Line, we had a bit of a situation where there was a motorcycle stuck on the tracks near Barrington. So that stopped trains in both directions. So they're going to say, well, is this a viable viable alternate for me. So, you know, things happen on Metra as well. You have to be prepared for that. I'm not saying it's the perfect alternate, but it is definitely a good alternate. The CTA Blue Line, also obviously a good alternate. And if you're coming in from, you know, further from where the Blue Line starts at O'Hare or Rosemont, you can actually drive and do a park and ride situation where you park your vehicle at one of those Blue Line stations at Rosemont, Cumberland. They all offer it, where you can park and then, you know, ride in on the train the rest of the way. So those are all alternates. Unfortunately, I don't think there's any, you know, perfect alternate. It's all going to be it's going to be tough no matter what you do for 3 years. Sorry.
Right. Well, Sarah, thank you. We appreciate your expertise on this, and we'll be listening for you in the chopper.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Good to talk to you.